peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
早上好，愿平安临到弟兄姐妹身上。
This morning, the topic for our learning is the errors of Balaam.
我们今天要学习的题目是巴兰的错谬。
What is an error?
什么是错谬呢？
An error is a mistake.
它就是一种错误。
If you see in your computer screen an error message,
如果你在你的电脑屏幕上看见一个有错误的一个消息，
This means your computer.Is in the wrong mode, is in trouble.
那说明你的电脑很可能有问题。
Or maybe in any electronic devices.
或者在任何一个电子产品上。
Or even you try to start your car.
也许是你要启动你的车子。
If the computer tell you this error.
如果你的那个电脑告诉你有一项错误的话。
This means you are stuck.
那说明你就被卡住了。
You cannot go any further.
你不能再前进。
So you have to fix the error.
所以你要纠正那个错谬。
In our life, we all make mistakes.
在我们的生活中，我们常常会犯错。
We all have errors.
我们都有不同不一样的错误。
But what makes a person wise, but what makes a person foolish?
什么使得人是有智慧的，又什么使得人会变得愚昧？
The only mistake is how one deals with his errors.
那就是一个人怎样处理他的过错。
A wise person always learns from his errors.
一个有智慧的人常常从他的错误中得到学习。
And he will never repeat it.
他便不再会重复。
But rather a foolish person will do the opposite.
但是一个愚昧的人会相反的。
He make a mistake.
他犯了一个错误。
He don't admit there is a mistake.
他并不承认有一个错误。
But rather he will keep doing, repeating the same or similar mistake.
但是他却会重蹈覆辙。
And the errors were getting bigger and bigger.
然后那个问题就会越来越大。
And he had never able to come out of it.
他就永远也不可能从那里面走出来。
Or somebody is so foolish.
或者有一个人甚至愚昧到。
He saw other people making the mistake.
他看见别人犯了错。
But he didn't believe there is a mistake.
他并不觉得那有一个错误。
He'll jump into it and make the same mistake as the other person.
他会参与进去和那个人犯同样的错误。
So that make him foolish.
那就使得他变成一个愚昧的人。
The Bible gives us a lot of wise character of a God-fearing persons.
那圣经里面有很多的例子，就是敬畏神的例子。
But also the Bible also gives us some negative example so that we don't repeat that mistake.
那圣经也告诉我们一些负面的例子，让我们不要再重复他们所做的事。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
我们来翻到犹大书。
That is the second last book in the New Testament.
是新约的倒数第二本书。
The book of Jude.
犹大书。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
The book of Jude, verse 11.
犹大书第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。第十一节，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又未立往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
Here the book of Jude warns us that the members of the last day we have to be very careful.
那犹大书警告我们这些末代的信徒要非常的小心。
Because in the Old Testament, there are three groups of negative examples we have to avoid repeating their failure.
因为在旧约里面有三种不同的族裔，他们犯了不同的错。
First is the road of Cain.
首先是该隐的道路。
And then secondly, you mentioned about Balaam who profited from his errors.
还有一个是巴兰。
Today we talk about what's wrong with Balaam.
今天我们就要学习巴兰所做的有什么错。
What was the mistake that he made?
他所犯的是什么样的错误。
And why that led to his downfall?
那为什么这使得他堕落。
So let's turn to the book of Numbers.
我们翻到民数记。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记第二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记第二十二章。
Verse 1 to 5.
第一到第五节。
Numbers chapter 22, verse 1 to 5.
民数记第二十二章第一到第五节。第一节，以色列人起行，在摩押平原约旦河东对着耶利哥安营。第二节，以色列人向亚摩利人所行的一切事，希波的儿子巴勒都看见了。第三节，亚摩人因以色列民甚多，就大大惧怕，心内忧急。第四节，对米甸的长老说，现在这众人要把我们四为所有的一切概括尽，就如牛是尽田间的草一般。那时希波的儿子巴勒做摩亚王。第五节，他差遣使者往大河边的比夺去， 到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里，召巴兰来说，有一宗民从埃及出来，遮满地面与我对居。第六节，这民比我强盛，现在求你来为我诅咒他们，或者我能得胜攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就得福；你诅咒谁，谁就受咒诅。
The background of the story is the people of Israelites. They were in millions. They were in the wilderness for quite some time.
那这个故事的背景就是以色列人在旷野地里面已经有一段时间了。
Because God is with them, so wherever they go, they enjoy victories.
因为神与他们同在，所以不论他们去到何处，他们都得胜。
They have defeated any enemies they encountered.
他们打败了任何他们所面对的敌人。
Because God is with them.
因为神与他们同在。
Now the Moabites people heard about the Israelites, they were frightened.
现在摩亚利人听说了以色列人，他们很惧怕。
They think to themselves, if Israelites people keep advancing like this, sooner or later they're going to destroy us.
那如他们想，如果以色列人一直这样前进，他们或早或晚就会把我们灭绝了。
So the king of Moab think about a strategic method, try to solve the problem.
所以他们所以摩押的王想一个办法。
He thinks to himself, if we cannot fight him, why? Because he is a god.
我想为什么我们不能打他？因为他们有一位神。
Because they have the god to help him.
因为他们有一位神来协助他们。
So they have spiritual force.
所以他们有属灵上的力量。
If we want to win them, we need to spiritual force too.
如果我们想要赢得他们，我们也要有属灵的力量。
So he heard about someone called Balaam. He's a very famous sorcerer.
所以他听说了一个术士巴兰。
When he curses people, it affects.
如果他咒诅别人的话，就有效。
He's famous of doing that.
他因此而得名。
So he sent people to ask Balaam to curse people Israelites.
所以他差遣人召巴兰来诅咒以色列民。
And verse 7, let's read verse 7.
第七节，我们一起来读第七节。
Verse 7, here said, the elders of the Moabites and the Midianites bring a lot of money for the sorcery service.
在这里提到了摩押的长老和米甸的长老手里拿着富金到了巴兰那里。
Wow, this kind of service is not free.
这样的服务并不是免费的。
If you want Balaam to pray for people, to bless people, or curse people, he takes your money.
如果你想要巴兰为谁祝福或者咒诅谁的话，他就要有付金。
This is the normal practice of Balaam.
这是巴兰常有的一个行为。
So, what does it tell us?
那这告诉我们什么呢？
The first error of Balaam is he thinks that business or religious activity or prayer or anything is money-minded or money-oriented.
那巴兰的第一个错谬就是他认为所有的这些宗教行为或者为谁祷告都是建立在金钱的基础之上。
He thinks that he is running a business.
他认为他在开一个公司。
Yeah, if you want me to help you to curse someone, I can curse, but you have to pay me.
如果你要我为咒诅谁的话，我可以这样做，但是你要付钱给我。
Now, since the ancient time, people have the thirst and need for religion.
那从上古时期，人们就对于信仰有一种渴望。
Every culture they have religion.
每一个不同的文化都有不同的信仰。
Because people's hearts are empty.
因为人们的心是空虚的。
They need to connect to the supreme being.
他们需要向超自然的东西来连接。
And they have the insecurity in their heart.
他们在心中也有不安。
That's why they want to worship God.
这就是为什么他们要敬拜神。
That is the need that is in human's heart.
那就是人心中所有的一个需求。
But the problem is there are many people take advantages of these needs.
但是有很多人在这个需求上得利。
They find out that is a good way to earn money through religion.
他们想通过宗教有一个很好的办法来挣钱。
So that's why throughout the ages, even until modern times, that there are many people make a living or even make big profit and trying to do it through religion.
那所以从上古时期一直到如今都有不同的人为宗教的原因在赚很多钱。
And that is the first error.
这就是第一个错谬。
They think that faith or religion should be money-oriented or money-minded.
他们认为信仰应该建立在金钱的基础之上。
It's true that business activity is focused on money.
确实商业活动是建立在金钱的基础之上。
The motivation of any business behavior is profit.
那任何商业的活动，它的动力就是得利。
If there's a profit, then of course people flock into that business.
如果那个生意有很大的利润的话，很多人都会去做那个生意。
No matter how risky it is or how difficult it is.
不论它有多难或者存在多大的风险。
And when a business have no profit, then people withdraw.
那如果一个生意没有任何的利润的话，他们就会退出。
But religion should not be like this.
但是宗教信仰不应该是这样的。
Our faith should not be like this.
我们的信仰也不应该是这样的。
Faith should not be focused on money.
信仰不应该是着重于金钱的。
The reason we serve God also shouldn't because of money or gain.
如果我们侍奉神也不应该是为了钱。
Some people come to church.
有许多人来到教会。
But different people have different perspective why they come to church.
不同人对于来教会有不同的观念。
Some come to church because they want to worship God.
有一些人来是想要敬拜神。
There's nothing there they want, nothing else they want.
并没有，他们并没有想要别的。
They are very sincere.
他们非常的忠心。
They come to church because they want to pray and worship God.
他们来到教会仅仅是为了敬拜神。
But some people they come to church with different idea.
但是有一些其他的人来到教会是为了不同的目的。
They think, "Wow, come to church, I can meet many people."
他认为啊，我来教会可以遇到很多不同的人。
I can have many friends.
我可以结交许多不同的朋友。
I can have many connections.
我可以有许多的关系。
I can sell many products.
我可以卖许多的产品。
That kind of thinking is not right.
那样的思维是不正确的。
Because when we come to church, we worship God. That's the only purpose.
因为我们来到教会的唯一目的就是敬拜神。
Some people work for God.
有一些人为神做工。
They are very pure and sincere.
他们非常的纯洁，非常的忠心。
They work very hard.
他们非常的努力。
They even sacrifice their time and money helping brother and sister.
他们经常常牺牲自己的金钱和时间来帮助弟兄姐妹们。
Our True Jesus Church is like this.
我们的真耶稣教会就是这样的。
Most of the brothers and sisters are volunteers.
多数的弟兄姐妹是志愿者。
Because we love Jesus.
因为我们爱主耶稣。
We serve God not because of money.
我们侍奉神并不是为了钱。
But not every denomination, every church is like this.
但并不是所有的教会都是这样的。
Sometimes they charge different service. They charge.
有很多时候，不同的活动会有不同的费用。
If you want to ask the pastor to visit them, the family, they charge.
如果你想要长职或者传道来拜访一个人，要收费。
They come to pray for you in the hospital. They charge.
他在医院为你祷告也要收费。
They hold a funeral for you. They charge.
他们为你们举办丧礼也要收费。
This is some of the practices.
这是外教会的一些行为。
But TJC, we don't do this.
但是在真耶稣教会，我们不会这样做。
We serve God, we're not serving money.
我们只是侍奉神，并不是侍奉金钱。
But Balaam, when he served money.
但是巴兰在他的侍奉中，他是侍奉金钱的。
So that's why the king of Moab knows that if you want him to curse people, you have to bring a lot of money.
这就是为什么摩押王知道，如果想要他来咒诅一民的话，就要带许多的钱去见他。
Now let's look at what Balaam said.
那我们看巴兰说了什么。
Let's verse 8.
第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节，巴兰说：“你们今夜在这里住宿，我必照耶和华所晓谕我的回报你们。”
Now, if you look at what Balaam said, he's very godly, right? He said, I cannot say anything now. Let me pray and ask the Lord, see whether I can do this.
所以我们看巴兰所说的好像是非常属神的，我要先跟神报告一下，再回复你们。
And even he keeps saying that, if God doesn't want me to say anything, I cannot say anything.
然后他常常说，如果神不想让他说什么的话，他就什么都不能说。
Now, if you look at what he said, just look at the words. This guy is very good, right?
如果你仅仅看到他所说的话，这个人好像非常好。
He sounds like he didn't care about money.
他看上去好像并不在乎金钱。
He just wanted to ask whether God allowed him to do that.
他只是在问神是否允许他这样行。
But if you look at the whole story,
但是如果你看整个故事
we know that his motivation of doing anything is based on money.
但我们知道他所做一切的动力都是建立在金钱的基础之上。
And that is exactly his mistake.
这也是他的错谬所在。
Sometimes look at us.
有时候看看我们自己。
Maybe we are not like Balaam. We will not curse godly people just because of money.
也许我们不像巴兰一样不会对敬畏神的人下咒诅。
But let us about ourselves.
但是我们问问自己。
How much influence money is on your life today?
那神那钱在你们的生活中有起了多大的占了多大的比例
of course we all need money right
那当然我们都需要钱。
We all need money to pay the bills to survive.
那我们都需要钱来付不同的账单来生存。
But how much influence that you allow money to make on your character and on your choice?
那你认为金钱在你的身上能够起多大的改变的作用？
Even change your character, change your decision making.
来改变你的决定或者你的人为。
Many years ago, one newspaper, they do a survey on the street.
那有许多年前有一个报刊在一条街上做了一个报做了一个调查。
The survey is like this.
调查是这样的。
They write a written contract.
写一个合约。
And the contract says.
然后合约上说。
You agree to sell your soul to the devil.
你同意把你的灵魂卖给魔鬼。
And if you agree so, you sign here, and $50 will be paid to you immediately.
如果你同意并签字的话，立刻就有50块钱给你。
In those days, $50 is a lot of money.
在那个时候，50块钱是非常多的。
Equal to today, a few hundred bucks.
大概是如今的几百块钱。
So the reporter go to the street.
那个记者就来到街上。
And ask anyone passing by.
那问路过的人。
If they agree to sell the soul, just sign the contract, and then you get $50.
签了一个那个合约，或者把灵魂出卖，你就可以得到50块钱。
And try to find out how many people would do it.
他们想要知道有多少人会这样做。
And to the reporter's surprise.
那个记者非常的吃惊。
The result is many people did it.
那结果就是许多人这样做了。
Many people sign and get the $50.
许多人签字得了50块钱。
Why?
为什么？
Why did they do it?
他们为什么这样做呢？
First of all, because they don't think that there's a soul, maybe.
也许他们从一开始就不认为人有灵魂。
Maybe they don't even believe in God.
也许他们并不相信神。
I don't even believe in hell.
我根本不相信有地狱。
But I look at the $50. If I sign it, I get it.
但是我看
Today,
但是我看到了50块钱，如果我今天签，我今天就可以拿到。
Who care about heaven and hell? That's many years later.
也不管天堂或者地狱，那是许多年之后再谈的事情。
Today I saw this money, I get it in my pocket.
今天我看到了这个钱，我就可以把它装到我的口袋中。
So the result is very surprising.
所以那个结果非常的令人惊讶。
But also is not very surprising.
但是也并不是那么的稀奇。
Money have a great attraction.
金钱有很大的吸引力。
But if we serve God or we believe in God or we do anything for God affected by money,
那如果我们为神做任何东西是受到金钱的影响的话，
That is the first error that we could make.
那是我们可能犯的第一个错误。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
我们翻到提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 5.
第五节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 5
提摩太前书第六章第五节第五节并那坏了心术丧失真理之人的竞争他们以金钱为得利的门路
From chapter 6 Paul told Timothy what to watch when you pastor or take care of a church
那在第六章中保罗告诉提摩太在管理教会的时候有一些什么需要注意的
What is the biggest problem of taking care of a church?
管理教会有最大的问题在什么
It's not because of lacking of money or lacking a good chapel.
并不是缺少一个很好的教堂或者钱。
But rather it's the people inside.
但是里面的人。
So how can the people inside be truly serving God?
那里面的人怎么样才能真正的侍奉神
If they have a pure heart, serve God with a one mind, God will bless.
他们如果一心一意纯洁的心来侍奉神的话神会祝福他们。
But some people were not like this at that time.
但是那个时候有许多人并不是那样的。
In their hearts, they lost the truth.
在他们的心中，他们丧失了真理。
And then they use the faith and the godliness as a way to gain.
他们以金钱还有信心为得利的门路。
They use people's faith just to gain more for themselves.
他们用别人的信心来为自己得利。
So that is the mistake of Balaam.
这就是巴兰的错误。
So we have to be very careful today.
那我们今天也要非常的小心。
When we come to church,
当我们来到教会的时候
the only motive is to worship God.
唯一的动力就是敬拜神。
Don't bring any business activity here.
不要带任何的商业活动进来。
Let the brother and sister relationship be very simple and pure.
让弟兄姐妹之间的关系非常的单纯。
When we serve God,
当我们侍奉神的时候
When we believe in God,
当我们相信神的时候
Only one mind.
只有一个心态
So Balaam didn't correct his error
所以巴兰并没有纠正他的错谬
But rather he continued his error
但他却继续了。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 22.
我们翻回民数记第二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记第二十二章。
Now, if we look at verse 13.
看第十三节。
Yes, please read verse 13. Chapter 22, verse 13.
民数记第二十二章第十三节。第十三节，巴兰早晨起来对巴勒的使臣说：“你们回本地去吧，因为耶和华不容我和你们同去。”
Continue.
第十四节，摩押的使者就起来向巴勒那里去，说：“巴兰不肯和我们同来。”
Continue.
第十五节，巴勒又差遣使臣，比先前的又多又尊贵。第十六节，他们到了巴兰那里，对他说：“希波的儿子巴勒这样说，求你不容什么事拦阻你不到我这里来。”
Okay, here the story continue.
那在这里故事继续。
After one night, during the night that God gave the dream to Balaam.
在那一晚之后，就是神借着梦晓谕巴兰的那一晚。
And then God told him very straight and clearly.
神很清楚地告诉他。
You cannot go with those people.
你不可与他们同去。
God, those people are my people.
那些以色列民是我的人。
They are blessed people.
他们是受蒙福的。
If you look at verse 12, it tells very clearly, you cannot go to curse them.
你如果看第十二节，会很清楚的看到，也不可诅咒那民。
Because they are blessed.
因为那民是蒙福的。
Now, God is very clear.
那现在神说的话非常清楚。
But what is Balaam's thinking?
那巴兰所想的是什么呢？
Well, of course, he didn't mention about what he's thinking.
那当然，这里并没有提到巴兰心中的心里的活动。
But if you look at the whole story, it's very clear.
那如果我们看整一个故事的话，他的活动心理活动非常的清楚。
Actually, even though God told him you cannot go,
即使神告诉他他不可以去。
But in his heart, he really wanted to go.
在他的心里，他非常的想要去。
Even he didn't say it out.
即使他并没有说出来
，But his heart and his action show that he really wanted to go.
但他的心里还有行动告诉了我们他很想去。
So that's why he said to the people, "Okay, let me pray to God one more time."
这就是为什么他对那些人说，哦，让我再向神再祷告一次。
You stay here one more night so that see what else did will God tell me.
那你们再在这留一宿，我看神还有什么要跟我说的。
Let's read verse 19.
我们来读第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节，现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知耶和华还要对我说什么。
Now you look at him. If you only look at the words, only look at the printed letter, wow, he's very good, right?
如果你只看上面所记载的话，他好像非常的好。
He said, "I cannot go."
他说我不能去。
But I'll pray again tonight. I'll see what else God wants to tell me.
那我今晚会再次祷告看。神还有什么要晓谕我的
？So what is the second error of Balaam?
那巴兰的第二个错谬是什么呢
？He thought that God didn't know what he is thinking.
他认为神不知道他心中所想的是什么。
If you look at what he says, he's very good.
如果你看到他所说的是非常好的。
God tell me I cannot go, right?
啊，神告诉我不可以去。
But I'll ask God again.
那我再次问神。
Yeah. So respect God.
那我就这样的尊重神。
So you wait here.
所以他在这里等待。
But God knows his heart.
但是神知道他的内心。
God knows his heart. He really wanted to go.
神知道他在他的内心里，他非常的想要去。
Because his heart, right from the beginning, is not straight, is not right.
因为他的心从一开始就不是正直的。
He loved money more than anything else.
他爱钱财多过一切。
That's why he wanted to go.
这就是为什么他想要去。
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes look at ourselves, look at us.
弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们回头看看自己。
Of course, once again, we are not like Balaam. Right? He's a bad prophet. He's a mistake. He make mistake a lot.
当然，我们并不像巴兰那样的坏。
But sometimes, do we have similar mistake?
但是有的时候，我们是不是有相像的错误
？What is our heart really thinking?
那我们的心里真正所想的是什么呢
？Do you know what your heart is thinking?
你知道你心里所想的是什么吗
？And when you say something out, do you reflect your heart?
如果你的话语会反映出你的内心吗
？Sometimes when we say things, it's different than our heart.
有的时候我们所说的话与我们的内心不相称
，totally opposite，
是完全相反的。
Just like Balaam，
就像巴兰一样。
He wanted to go, but in the mouth he said, "Oh, no, I cannot go. See how God guides, right? See what's God's will."
那他的心里非常的想要去，但是他嘴上却说啊，我看神怎么带领我。
In our life, something is very clear to us.
在我们的生活中，有一个事情非常的清晰。
God's word is very clear.
神的话语非常的清晰。
On certain things that you don't even have to pray.
在许多的事情上，你根本就不需要祷告。
The Bible tells us very clearly, you cannot do this, you cannot even think about it.
圣经已经很清楚地告诉我们，连想都不可以想。
But in your mouth you say, yes, I will not do it. But in your heart, if you really want to do it. If there's a chance, I'll try.
但是、你嘴上虽然说、啊、我不会去做这件事，但是心里面却想、有机会的话，我一定要试试看。
Well, maybe God knows I'm in a special situation.
那也许神知道我的处境。
Maybe God will exception open a case for me.
但是、所以也许神会为我、开一个特别一次的机会。
Maybe you say, I'm different.
也许我是不同的。
Other people will fall, I will not fall. I will be careful.
别人会跌倒，我不会跌倒，因为我会小心。
Maybe God knows I have a good motive. Just do it for the good of my family, my church, or myself.
也许神知道我的内心是有好的出发点，是为了教会，或者为了我的家庭。
We use logical thinking to rationalize our mistake.
我们用理性的思维来解释我们的错误。
For example,
举例来说
，Should we buy lottery?
我们应该买彩票吗
？Should we? Could we?
可以吗
？Of course, we know this is a kind of gambling.
当然，我们知道这是一种赌博。
Right? This is a gambling. Even though it's a small gambling, you only buy $10, $20, but it's a gambling.
那即使是八块、十块或者二十块，它也是一种赌博。
And we know that gambling is not good for Christian.
那你也知道，对于基督徒来说，赌博是一件不好的事情。
You want money, you earn it.
你想要钱，你就去挣。
But sometimes we rationalize ourselves.
但是有一些时候，我们为自己找出不同的理由。
You know the church need money right now.
比如说教会现在需要钱。
Buying a land now.
要买一块地。
Building a chapel, you know.
要盖教堂。
My income is so small.
我的收入非常的微少。
I buy lottery.
我买彩票。
I pray to Jesus.
我向神祷告。
Before I pick the number, Hallelujah.
在我选号码之前祷告哈利路亚。
There's one brother always come to the church look at the hymn number.
有一个弟兄常常来看那个诗篇。
Even before the service, call the pastor, what is the hymn number tonight?
在那个聚会前打电话问传道今晚唱诗唱哪几首。
The pastor very surprised.
那传道就非常的惊讶。
You're not a pianist, why are you asking the hymn number?
你并不是弹钢琴的，你为什么要这样问呢
？Pastor, I want a number because I want to put in the lottery. Maybe this is a God's number.
哎呀，传道，我想要去买彩票，这也许是神所给的号码。
It's a real case, not in Toronto, of course, not in Toronto. You don't have to look around.
这是一个现实的例子，但并不是在多伦多教会。
Why? But brother, think if I won the lottery, I'll offer big money to the church.
那个弟兄就想，如果我赢得彩票的话，我会把它大大的捐给教会。
The church can build big chapel, no problem.
然后教会就可以建出一个很大的教堂。
And glorify God's name, right? Big chapel, glorify God's name.
然后这个大的教堂就可以让神的名得到荣耀。
We all laugh, right? We all laugh.
我们都一起笑了。
We all know that this is not what God wants.
我们都知道这不是神所喜悦的。
But that's exactly what we are doing.
但是这却是我们所在做的事情。
We know it's not right, but we try to do it, and we give ourselves a good reason.
我们知道那是不对的，但是我们却想要去做，也给了我们自己一个很好的理由。
You will say God understand.
我们说神会理解我们。
This is a special situation.
这是一个特别的状况。
And then I'm different than others.
我和别人不同。
And you say I even do it for God.
我是为了神这样做的。
Isn't it? Are we doing this every day? Sometimes.
是不是有时候我们都会这样去做
？Our heart is not right.
我们的心没有正直。
That's why God stopped Balaam.
这就是为什么神阻止了巴兰。
On his way when he go there,
在他前往那地的时候，在他的路上
，he used a donkey to stop him.
他用他的驴来阻止他。
Because donkey saw on the way the angel having the knife on the hand and try to kill him.
因为巴兰看见神的使者手中有刀。
So the donkey stopped.
所以巴兰的驴就停下来。
If not because of the donkey stop and saw the angel.
如果不是因为驴停下来看见了天使的话
，Balaam will be killed.
巴兰就已经被击杀了。
What did God say?
那神说了什么呢
？Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Let's look at Numbers 22, verse 31.
民数记第二十二章第三十一节。第三十一节，当时耶和华使巴兰的眼目明亮，他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，巴兰便低头俯伏在地。
32.
第三十二节，耶和华的使者对他说：“你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻。”
Now God makes the commands to Balaam.
那神对于耶和华神对于巴兰说了一些话。
especially verse 32.
尤其是第32节。
I come to stop you.
我来阻止你。
Because you are not right. Your path is not right in my eyes.
因为你所行的在我面前偏僻。
Your path has already deviated.
你的道路已经偏离了。
Your heart, that your path means your heart.
道路其实就是你的心。
Balaam's heart has already deviated from the truth.
巴兰的心其实已经从真理中偏离了。
But he always tried to rationalize his mistake.
但是他却常常为他自己的错误找出合理的理由。
He said that, oh, I pray to God, and then next day God said that you go.
他认为，哦，我向神祷告，第二天神就会说你去吧。
Do you think that God really said he can go?
那你认为神真正的同意他去吗
？No, God is angry, telling him, "You want to go, you go."
其实神是愤怒的，说你想要走你就去吧。
If you want to do whatever you want, you go it, do it.
你想要干什么就去行吧。
Doesn't mean that God tell him to do it.
并不是神想要让他去做这件事。
But Balaam said, "Oh, now God make a special case. I can go now."
那巴兰就认为神开了特别的例子，他就可以去了。
His heart is not right.
他的心并不正直。
So whatever he hears.He'll just interpret himself.
所以他所听到的，他就只会自己来加以理解。
So that's why this is his error.
这就是他的错谬。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
think about ourselves today.
我们回想一下今天的自己。
Are we just like Balaam?
我们会不会和巴兰一样呢
？We know what is right.
我们知道什么是正确的。
But we don't want to do it.
但是我们并不想要那样
去做。In our mouth, we say that, oh, you know, God is good, right? His word is truth.
那我们在嘴中会说神的话是正直的，是好的。
But our heart is waiting for any opportunity for us to not doing God's word.
但是我们的心在等待任何不行神的话语的时机。
If God did not punish us, we'll just keep doing our way.
如果神没有责罚我们的话，我们就会继续那样做。
And we even say that, oh, it's God want me to do it. You know, because God didn't stop me.
我们甚至会理解为神想要我们这样去做，因为他并没有阻止我们。
Just like the example of lottery.
就像彩票的例子。
Right, some people keep buying lottery.
有些人常常买彩票。
They even won a few hundred bucks. They say, "Wow, thank God! You see, this time I've won."
他们赢了几百块钱，就会说感谢神，我赢了钱。
Is it really thank God? Should we really thank God?
那我们应该去感谢神吗
？Is it really God who make you to win the lottery?
那真的是神让你赢得这个彩票吗
？Even though you win 1 million, it's not God bless you.
那即使你赢得100万，也不是神祝福的。
It's not from God.
因为他不来自于神。
God doesn't want you to gain this kind of money.
神不希望你取得这样的金钱。
If God bless you, God will not bless you through lottery.
如果神祝福你的话，并不会借着彩票来祝福你。
But sometimes we even say, "Oh, thank God, God gave me."
但是我们常常会说感谢神，神给了我这个。
There was a brother keep buying lottery.
那有一个弟兄常常的这样去买彩票。
And his wife tell him.
他的妻子就告诉他。
Every day I pray that God will not let you win lottery.
每一天我都祷告，让神让你不要中这个彩票。
You'll never win it.
你永远也不会赢这个彩票。
The sister said, "The wife said, 'I know.'"
那个姐妹所说的话就是我知道。
But the husband is very angry.
但是那个先生就非常的生气。
Why you curse me not winning?
你为什么诅咒我不中那个彩票呢
？The sister said, "I'm not cursing you, but I know the fact."
她姐妹说，我并不是在诅咒你，我只是知道那个
事实。This is not God's will. You're wasting your money.
这不是神的意愿，你在浪费你的钱。
You should let the money to buy me a lunch.
你应该用那个钱来买一个午餐给我。
You should not waste all the money.
你不应该这样的浪费你的钱。
But it's true.
但是是正确的。
What is right is already written in the Bible.
正确的道理已经记载在了圣经里面。
Sometimes you don't even need to ask.
有的时候你根本就无需多问。
For example, let's read again verse 19, right? It's very, very silly, very, very foolish of Balaam.
我们再读一遍第十九节。第十九节，现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知耶和华还要对我说什么。
He said, "Oh, let me ask again."
那说我再问一遍。
So what is his error?
那他的错谬在哪儿呢
？The third error is he thinks by asking again and again, God can change his mind.
他第三个错谬所在就是在他认为反复的询问就会得到改变。
Sometimes like children asking their parents, right?
就像我们的儿女
Daddy, can we do this?
爸爸妈妈我可以做这个吗
No, you cannot do this.
不可以
And after 5 minutes, they come again.
那过了五分钟
Daddy, mommy, can we do this?
过了五分钟他又回来说爸爸妈妈我可以这样做吗
No, you cannot do this.
不你不可以
And after 5 minutes, they come back.
再过五分钟他又回来了
Can we do this?
可以这样做吗?
Okay, only this time, huh?
好好好,只有这一次可以。
If you are a parent like this, you never teach your child properly.
那如果你是这样的家长,你永远都不可以好好的教育你的小
孩。If something no, it's no good, it's always no.
如果一件事情是不好的,它永远都是不好的。
If your children come to ask you two times, and the third time you change,You're not a good parent.
如果你的儿女来问你两次，在第三次你改变了，你就不是一个好的家长。
You have no principle.
你没有原则。
Think before you give a command.
在你发出示令之前要想一遍。
And after you give a command, you hold it.
那如果你发出了一个示令，就要捍卫它。
Our God is like this.
我们的神就是这样的。
His word never change.
他的话语永不改变。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
我们翻到诗篇。
Psalm.Chapter 119.
诗篇第119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇第119篇。
Verse 89.
119篇第89节。
Psalm 119, verse 89.
诗篇第119篇第89节。第89节，耶和华啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Here tell us the word of the Lord uphold in heaven.
那这这里告诉我们神的话安定在天。
What does it mean heaven?
什么叫在天呢?
In the spiritual world.
那就是属灵的世界。
Transcend time and space.
超越了时空。
Human teaching always change.
人们的教导常常会改变。
Human standards always change.
人们的原则也常常会改变。
Because society change.
因为社会在改变。
Culture change.
文化在改变。
For example, we live in Canada now. Our culture now become a little bit different than when we were in the home country, right?
那如今我们现在居住在加拿大，我们的文化和习惯常常和我们原来的国家不太一样。
But no matter where you come from,
但不论你从哪里来
，God's word is always there, always unchanged.
神的话永远在那里不改变。
If God established the Sabbath day on the week that He created the world.
如果神在他创造世界的那一周就定了安息日
，Then Sabbath day is always a Sabbath day.
那安息日就永远是安息日。
It's always the seventh day of the week.
永远是一周的第七天。
You cannot change it on Sunday.
你不可以把它改变到星期
天。If you change it, it's your problem.
如果你改变了它，这就是你的问题。
You have to be responsible.
你要负起责任。
God's word never change.
神的话语永远不改变。
And God's some instruction never change.
然后神的教导也永远不会改变。
You don't have to ask.
你不需要问。
Well, unless you're really a truth seeker, you never know about the Bible, then you can ask.、Right?
那当然，除非你是慕道者，你对圣经没有了解，你可以去询问。
But we are members for a long time.
那我们都是在教会有一段时间的信徒了。
We know God's teaching.
我们知道神的话语。
Sometimes we hear it.
有时候我们听到。
But in our heart, we are not very comfortable doing it.
但是在我们心中，所行出来的话，我们并不是很舒服。
And then we'll ask.
那我们会问
Wow, can we make an exception?
那我们可不可以开一个例子呢?
Even though we keep asking, God will not change his mind.
即使我们一直这样问，神也不会改变他的想法。
Because God's word is set on heaven.
因为神的话安定在天。
Whatever the Bible said is good for you.
圣经说对于你有好处的。
You just have to follow it.
你只需要跟从。
So, Balaam made the mistake.
所以巴兰犯了这样的错误。
He think that by keep asking, he can change God's mind.
他认为他一直这样询问就可以改变神。
But God didn't change his mind.
但是神并没有改变他的想法。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们翻到希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8.
希伯来书第十三章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8.
希伯来书第十三章第八节。
I really like this verse.
我非常喜欢这一经节。
Hebrews 13 verse 8.
希伯来书第十三章第八节。第八节，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Amen. This is really a very comforting verse.
Amen. 这是一个非常非常安慰人的一句。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Yesterday.
昨日。
Today.
今日。
Forever.
一直到永远。
Never change. Always the same.
一直是一样的，永不改变。
Well, human being, we always change.
那我们身为人类，我们常常会改变。
Our look change.
我们的外貌会改变。
Our thinking change.
我们的思维会改变。
Our society change.
我们的社会会改变。
If you count on what is changing, your hope is always fading.
如果你看到所有改变的话，你的希望永远是，你永远会失望。
You can count on Lord Jesus Christ.
但是你可以信任主耶稣基督。
His word never change.
他的话永不改变。
But Balaam didn't understand this.
但是巴兰并没有明白这些。
He tried to change God.
他想要改变神。
But actually, he himself is the one who has changed.
但是他自己却是改变的那一位。
Sometimes we think, oh, our relationship with God.
有的时候我们想我们与神的关系。
Why God is so far away from me?
为什么神常常离我有很远的一个距离？
Why? Sometimes we think that God didn't answer my prayer anymore.
为什么我常常想神不再聆听我的祷告？
Why I don't feel his presence?
为什么我感受不到他的存在？
Why I have no joy?
为什么我没有喜乐？
Why it's different than when I first believe?
为什么与我刚信主的时候不一样了？
Sometimes do you have this feeling, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，你们是否常常有这样的想法？
Some part of the life you feel that you are no more very close to God.
我们生命中有一段时间会认为我们与神有一段距离。
Sometimes you wonder, have Jesus changed?
那有时候我们会想，是否是神改变了？
The answer is no, he didn't change.
其实不是的，他并没有改变过。
Then who has changed?
那是谁改变了呢？
It is you and me who have changed.
是你也是我。
We are no more simple in faith.
我们改变了，我们的信心不再单纯。
We are no more have strong in faith and rely on him.
我们并没有很强的信心，也不再依靠他。
In our mind there's so many struggle.
在我们的心中有非常多的缠绕。
So many entanglement and worries of the world.
都是来自世界的缠绕。
Our heart no more love Jesus as we first begin.
我们不像我们刚来到主耶稣面前时那样的相信他。
Our heart start to love something else more than him.
那我们的心也想要别的东西了。
Can you remember when you first time when you met your spouse?
那你记得你遇到你另一半时候的那个感觉吗？
When you first met your husband and you first met your wife.
当你第一次遇到你的丈夫或妻子的时候。
Recently there was a brother in another church.
那最近有一个弟兄在另外一个教会。
And then through the matchmaking, he get to know a sister.
那他通过介绍认识了一个姐妹。
Wow, he's very happy.
他非常的开心。
Because for 30 some years, he never success in getting married.
因为那过了三十多年，他都没有成功的结婚。
This time he's successful.
但这一次他成功了。
How can he be successful this time?
那这一次他怎么样成功的呢？
When he flew back to Taiwan.
他飞回到台湾。
And then he met the sister and her family.
然后结识了他的那个姐妹和他的家庭。
He really loved that sister and want to marry her.
他非常的爱那个姐妹，也想要娶她。
And he prepared a ring.
那他准备了一枚戒指。
During the middle of the dinner.
在晚饭的过程中
kneel down on the ground.
他跪在地上
kneel down on the ground in front of everybody give her the ring.
在所有人面前给了他那枚戒指
will you marry me?
你愿意嫁给我吗？
And of course, that touched the heart of the sister, right?
那当然他也感动了那个姐妹的心
It's a beautiful love story.
是一个非常美好的爱情故事
At that moment, he loved that sister so much he can do this for her.
在那一刻他爱那个姐妹那么多可以做出这些事情来
Then I think to myself,
那我又回想我
20 years from now, can this love be maintained so strong?
那过了十年，过了二十年，这样的爱还可以一直持续吗？
If it can maintain so strong, this is true love.
如果还可以这样持续，那就是真的爱情。
To begin is not difficult.
开始并不困难。
But to last so long, it is difficult.
但是坚持那么久是一件非常困难的事情。
Our love to Lord Jesus Christ had its change.
我们对于主耶稣的爱是否改变了
？The Lord has blessed us so much.
主耶稣大大的祝福了我们。
At the beginning, we say we love Him.
在一开始，我们说我们爱他。
But can it last?
但是可以持久吗
？Many years.
很多年。
Do you still remember how Lord Jesus loved you?
你还记得主耶稣是怎样爱你的吗
？When you has nothing.
当你什么都没有的时候。
When you are sinner.
当你是一个罪人的时候。
Jesus loved you.
主耶稣爱你。
Do you today you still love him?
那你今天还这样爱他吗
？So God never changed.
所以主耶稣永远不会改变。
The one who changes us.
改变的是我们自己。
But Balaam didn't know.
但是巴兰并不知道。
Of course, his story developed. He's not learning his mistake.
那当然，他的故事越进行，他没有得到从错误中没有得到教训。
He went to with the king Moab to curse the people.
他跟随摩押王去咒诅那民。
But instead, he did not curse the people.
但是他并没有咒诅他们。
He knows that God forbid him to curse the people.
因为他知道神不愿意他这样去做。
He pronounced blessing.
他却祝福。
So the king of Moab is very angry.
所以摩押王非常的愤怒。
Now, if you read the story like this, we thought that he learned from a mistake, right? Because he didn't curse the people of Israelites.
那如果我们继续读这个故事，我们可能认为他并没有犯错，因为他并没有咒诅以色列民。
But if you look on the story,
但是如果仔细看这个故事，
Balaam's heart is not that straightforward.
巴兰的心并不是这样的。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 25.
我们翻到民数记第25章。
Numbers chapter 25.
民数记第25章
verse 1
第一节
Numbers 25 verse 1
民数记第25章第一节第一节以色列人住在石亭百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱
verse 2
第二节因为这女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭百姓就吃他们的祭物跪拜他们的神
Now right after Balaam went to bless them instead of cursing them something happened very strange in chapter 25
那在巴兰并没有咒诅他们反而祝福他们的时候在25章发生了一件非常奇�怪的事情
That in the place called Shittim that Moabite woman commit adultery fornication with the people of Israelites
在石亭百姓与摩押女子兴起了淫乱
And because of this God's wrath is on the people of Israelites
因为这一件事神的愤怒就降临在以色列民之上
24,000 people were killed God is very angry.
神非常的愤怒。
Now you may ask, why suddenly there's so many Moabite women went inside to tempt the people of Israelites?
那你也许会想，为什么突然有这么多的摩押女子来诱惑这些百姓呢？
Where did they come from?
他们从哪里来？
Who gave this idea?
谁给了他们这样的点子？
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
我们翻到民数记第31章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
31 verse 16.
民数记第31章第16节。第16节这些妇女因巴兰的计谋叫以色列人在比尔的事上得罪耶和华以致耶和华的会众遭遇瘟疫。
Now, who gave this idea to send the women of Moabite enter the camp of Israelites?
那谁给了他们这个计谋来进入以色列的营地呢?
It's the scheme of Balaam.
是巴兰的计谋。
Now, Balaam is a very crooked person.
那巴兰是一个非常歪曲的一个人。
He knows that he is not allowed to curse them.
他知道他自己不可以诅咒那民。
But he gave the idea to the king of Moab. There's another way you can harm them.
那巴兰却把计谋给了摩押王。
You don't have to curse them directly.
你不需要亲自的咒诅他们。
Because that doesn't work.
因为那没有用
right? Even I curse them, but if God doesn't curse them, there's no use.
因为即使是我去咒诅以色列民，神不咒诅他们也是没有用的。
But Balaam told Balak, the king of Moab.
但是巴兰告诉巴勒，也就是摩押王。
Send beautiful women of Moab, go into the camp.
把摩押地里面美丽的女子都
派进去。And then when the Israelite men saw them.They will fall, they will sleep with them, they will commit adultery, they will worship idols, they will eat their food, and God will kill them.
那以色列人看见了他们就会犯淫乱就会敬拜他们的神神就会大大的愤怒让以色列民受咒诅。
Wow, that is a very, very crooked scheme.
这是一个非常非常大的诡计。
But to be painfully speaking, it works.
但是它却有效。
Isn't it? It works.
是的，它确实有效的。
People Israelites, they are not afraid of enemies.
以色列人并不害怕敌人。
The stronger the enemy, the stronger they become, and they win the enemies in the battlefield.
敌人越强，他们也越强，他们就可以在战场上战胜敌人。
The people Israelites are not afraid of people cursing them.
以色列民并不害怕别人咒诅他们。
Even you have sorcery, even you curse Israelites, but God will not allow this to happen.
即使你会行巫术可以咒诅他们神也不会允许这件事发生
But Israelites fall
但是以色列民却堕落了
What do they fall?
那他们在什么上面堕落了呢
When the Moabite woman come, they fall
当摩押地的女子来了他们就堕落了
So this tells us, brother and sister
这告诉我们弟兄姐妹们
Today we are not afraid of persecution
今天我们并不害怕逼迫
We are not afraid of no job
我们并不害怕失去工作。
We are not afraid of any difficult situation.
我们并不害怕任何困难的状况。
But what can kill us spiritually?
那什么可以在属灵上把我们扼杀呢？
Temptation can kill us.
就是那些诱惑。
If we are not careful,
如果我们并不小心的话。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们要非常的小心。
When we are smooth, when we are blessed by God.
当我们被神被神祝福的时候。
Sometimes temptation will come.
有的时候诱惑就会慢慢的来临。
Temptation will come when you are not aware.
诱惑是在你不经意间中来到的。
Israelites, they fall.
那以色列民就这样堕落了。
Can you imagine this 24,000 people?
你可以想象这24,000人。
They have been walking in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们在旷野地中行了40年。
Probably they were born.
他们也许
in the wilderness.
他们也许是在旷野中出生的。
They walk in wilderness for so long.
他们在旷野地里面走了这么长的时间。
They are about to enter the land of Canaan.
他们即将进入迦南地。
But on that day, they were killed.
但是在那一天，他就被杀了。
What a waste.
多么的浪费。
How pity it is.
那多么的可悲。
So that's why we have to be very careful.
这就是为什么我们要非常的小心。
Temptation can come anytime.
诱惑会随时的来到。
If we are not careful.
如果我们不小心的话。
But where does the temptation come from?
那诱惑从哪里来呢?
Balaam gave them the idea.
是巴兰给了他们那样的主意。
So what is the error of Balaam?
那巴兰的错谬在哪里?
He thought that God didn't know what he is doing.
他以为神不知道他所行的事情。
God doesn't allow me to curse them, but I can give a scheme to harm them.
那神不允许我咒诅以色列民，我就可以给摩押王一个计谋来害他们。
He tried to work on the back.
他在背后默默的工作。
He tried to win a private conversation, but probably.
他用了一个私人的一个交流。
He must give this idea to the king of Balaam, king of Moab.
那当然，他把这个给了摩押王。
He forgot anything he did, God knows.
他忘记了他所行的一切事，神都知道。
Even he did not directly kill or directly curse Israelites.
即使他并没有直接的击杀或者咒诅以色列民。
But he indirectly harmed Israelites, God also knows.
但是他间接的伤害了他们，神也是知道的。
You don't need to kill people by your own hands.
你并不需要用你亲手去杀害别人。
Right? Sometimes you think, oh, through others you do this, but God also knows, this is you.
有的时候你记着别人的手做这些事，但神也知道那是你。
Even nobody knows what you're doing, God knows it.
即使别人不知道是怎么回事，但是神知道。
Even on the surface, your hand is very clean.
即使在表面上来看，你的手非常的干净。
You don't have direct involvement.
你没有任何直接的关系。
God also knows what you did.
但是神也知道你所行的。
What was in your mind? What is your motive?
你的心里所想的和你的动力。
So God paid back to Balaam what he deserved.
所以神也回报给了巴兰他所应当得的。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 13.
我们翻到约书亚记第十三章。
Joshua 13 verse 22.
约书亚记第十三章第二十二节。
13:22.
约书亚记第十三章第二十二节。第二十二节，那时以色列人在所杀的人中，也用刀杀了比尔的儿子术士巴兰。
Here tell us what is the fate of the sorcerer Balaam.
那我们在这边看到了术士巴兰的命运。
When Joshua led his people into the land of Canaan,
当约书亚带领以色列民进入迦南地的时候
，they find Balaam,
他们找到了巴兰
，and they slaughter him.
他们用刀杀了他。
He deserved it.
他也这也是他应得的。
Because his heart is crooked.
因为他的心里面歪曲。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
God knows everything that we do.
神知道我们所行的一切事。
Whether it's open or hidden.
不管是表面上或者暗中的。
Whatever you say in the mouth or your true motive, God always knows.
不管是你在嘴上所说的或者心里所想的。
Balaam is supposed to be different.
巴兰应该是一个不一样的人。
He has the gift that other people didn't have.
他有别人所没有的恩赐。
He's true, he's clever.
他非常的聪明。
But he has a lot of error in his life.
但是在他的生活中有非常多的错谬。
He thought that faith or religion is a gain for life.
他认为信仰是一个得力的基础。
So everything is money-minded.
所以所有的东西都建立在金钱的基础之上。
Second error, he didn't know that God knows everything that he's thinking.
第二个错误就是在于他不知道神知道他心里面所想的一切。
He thought that, oh, he can deceive God.
他以为他可以欺骗神。
And he also thinks that by keep asking God, he can change God.
他也认为一直向神求就可以改变神。
But all these are errors.
但是这一切都是错谬。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
we must not repeat other people's mistakes.
我们不要再犯别人犯的错误。
And we should not even repeat our own mistake.
我们也不要再重复自己的错误。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
473.
473首。